Welcome, everybody. Shir number 911, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we pretty much finished off the mistakes. Again, in our Simin Reish test, we're finishing off in the Sefer Oitzer Halachos, where he goes through in the back section over there in Simin Reish test the various different mistakes, when the bracha is actually good after the fact, when it's not, and we spoke about how to fix it. Okay, so now, so we did the brachos rishonos, the first brachos, in other words, shahakol, adama, o'eit, all that. Now the question is, what about mistakes in after brachas? So that's how the whole thing started. Actually, we started talking about the brachas achas mayen shalish from Simon Reish Ches. We heard from Rabbi Kahan. We spoke about various different mistakes, how to work it, which is much more complicated, obviously. So I just want to go through the last part of it, is the after brachas, as far as various different mistakes, how to work that. Now, the only problem is, it makes it a little bit more difficult. The after bracha is a little bit more difficult when one makes a mistake in that. When it's a first bracha, when it's the bracha before, let's say like shahakol, so we said you could rectify the situation, right? I take pretzels and I make a shahakol by mistake. So okay, so you take one bite. Shahakol is good on all food. We spoke about the possibility even on smell, but we'll leave that on the side right now. It's a machlekes, but at least on food we said all food shahakol is fine. I take pretzels. I made a mistake. I said a shahakol. So, and I couldn't fix it. I didn't know, whatever. So I took a bite, a small bite, and then you rectify a situation. How do you rectify the situation? Make a mizonos not on the pretzels, because you already had the bracha, which is shahakol. You make a mizonos on something else. Take a cookie, take a piece of a cookie, take a piece of cake, take anything else that's a mizonos, and have in mind the pretzels. Like this, you rectify the situation, and you continue eating with the right bracha. Right? Why should you eat with the wrong bracha, even though it's b'di'evad? You want to eat with the right bracha. So that's the best way to rectify, which we've spoken about, and just to review again and again, because it's something that comes up constantly. I know by myself and by everybody, right? We make the wrong bracha. So, and even though b'di'evad, like we saw all those cases, it's good, like the hadama on huetz and so on. We went through various different brachas before, when they're good, when not. So even if it's good, we said you take a bite, you take a little piece or a little drink or whatever the case is, and then let's say like you make a shahakol on wine or whatever, and then you take something else and fix it up in the way that we just mentioned, right? Okay, you make the correct bracha on the other item and have that one in mind. When it comes to the after brachas, it's a little more complicated, but you can't do that. Let's say, for example, let's say I'm supposed to make a Bar Nefashos, and I made a Bracha Achas Mein Shalish, or I'm supposed to make a Bracha Achas Mein Shalish, and I made Bar Nefashos, or I'm supposed to possibly bench, and let's say a case in time I'm not full, and I made a Al Hamechia, or various different mix-up, whatever the case might be in the after brachas. The problem is, once you did it, let's say if there's a situation we could find that one would be B'di'evid Yaitzah, right, that after bracha would be good technically, but the evid at least, but you can't, but again, so then you're done. It's a done deal, as I say. You can't rectify that situation, because what are you going to do? You could technically eat again, or you could eat more, but it's much harder to rectify that situation. Now, there is a way to work with it also, even as far as that goes. For example, it's much harder, but there is a way. For example, if somebody has, there's a question if they benched or not. We're going to talk about this. We spoke about in the past. I don't remember if I benched. So in general, we say the Mishabura brings down to eat another kezias of bread, right? You rewash again without a bracha, eat another kezias of bread, and then go ahead and bench to get out of it. So technically the same thing you could do with the other items also. Let's say you said the wrong bracha, and assuming that it would be good on something else, let's say on wine or on soda or whatever. So technically you could make another shahakal, or make another bar priyagofen on the wine or whatever. I'm just giving a case scenario. We're not talking about anything specific. And make the correct after bracha and have the first one in mind. But it's much harder in the fact that not all cases could it be done. Number one. Number two, if you in order to get to make the right after bracha, if be it as it may, that the after bracha was good, but the eved, you have to drink enough, you have to drink a revius. If it's eating, you have to make sure you eat a kazayas. It gets much more complicated, let's put it like that. You have to eat the right amount, it has to be in the right amount of time, right? Bechtei achilas pras, which is less under 4 minutes or whatever. Whereby in the first brachas, right, if I made a mistake, so then you just take anything else and take a little tiny bite and have the first thing in mind. You don't need any kezayis, you don't need anything to do with bechtei achilas pras, the 4 minute period, the first bracha, anything you put in your mouth, besides water if you're not thirsty in general, even a little drop of salt we spoke about, right? I have a question on a shahakal. I could take a pinch of salt, make a shahakal, I could take a pinch of sugar. So these are all tiny little things. When it comes to the after bracha, it's much more complicated. You have to eat enough in the right amount of time, and then make the after bracha, the right after bracha, assuming whatever it was, and have the first one in mind. So it could be rectified, yeah, but it's much more complicated, and the other ways that we spoke about would also apply when it comes to after brachas, of course, like we said, as far as teichke de dibur, if you caught yourself, right, in the amount of time it says, let's say shalom lechem rebbe, right, when you finish the bracha, let's say I made a burn of fascist rabbi, then you could jump into, let's say, Al Hamichya. You could go from there. So something along those lines. So again, it could be fixed also as far as Teich Deidimer, Teich Deidiber, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. But again, that's also more complicated because of the fact that the after brachas are usually longer than the first brachas. Right? You have Shehakol, you have Adama, you have Goffin. Those are all short. After brachas, you have Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. Even the Burn of Fushes is much longer. And if it's a question of benching, it's much longer. So it's much more complicated. The bottom line is, to make a long story short, I don't want to get off on a tangent. This was just an introduction to the mistakes in the after brachas. One should be extremely careful in both first brachas and after brachas. But when it comes to the after brachas, to be even more careful, because mistakes are not so easy to fix, at least not as easy to fix when it comes to, as opposed to the first brachas. So Bezras Hashem, next year we'll try and go through a few, the few that he brings down over there. It's not too many, because as we know, after brachas is not as many as the brachas that are made before somebody eats. The after brachas are less, and we'll take it from there. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.